I will now pass the mic to Jane to introduce our final selection of news stories.
At the beginning of this week's Chatterbox, we promised you some good news would be provided. Norwich was found to be the UK's third luckiest city this week. The new Paddington Bear statue is attracting huge numbers of families to the cathedral. Two major Norwich museums were in the news, with special protection for medieval graffiti at Norwich Castle. And a £1.2 million systems revamp approved for the Sainsbury's Centre. And Ryanair have announced additional flights from Norwich Airport to Alicante. Robin will start this batch of good news.
A new study has found Norwich to be the UK's third luckiest city. Experts at the gambling site Betway completed a study in hopes of finding out which towns and cities are the luckiest. They compared 40 major areas on three factors: the weather, the number of postcode lottery winners, and the number of famous people that have emerged. Norwich came in third, with an average of 1,526 hours of sunshine per year. The fine city also boasts 33 postcode lottery winners for every 10,000 people and 11 famous people for every 10,000.
A statue of one of the nation's favourite bears attracted large queues as families jostled to get a photo with him. Visiting the new Paddington Bear statue in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral proved a popular activity for many at half-term, with crowds gathering in the close. Barriers were placed along the walkway to manage the volume of people visiting the statue, and one city mum said she waited with her children for around half an hour to meet the bear. Speaking about the large crowds, Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, expressed his joy. The continued hugs and cuddles from local school children, business people and residents highlights Norwich is the perfect home for Paddington, emphasising our rich storytelling tradition and welcoming atmosphere, he said.
An application for a panel to protect hundreds of years' worth of medieval graffiti has been submitted for Norwich Castle. The planning application submitted to Norwich City Council is for permission of a glass graffiti protection panel to be installed on the first floor level of the castle keep in the exhibition area at Norwich Castle. It comes amid rigorous work continuing on the £27.5 million revamp of the castle, which is said to be revealed later this spring.
The iconic Sainsbury's Centre in Norwich awarded more than £1 million to help it preserve and protect important art. The government's Department of Culture, Media and Sport has given the University of East Anglia £1,276,000 for the urgent replacement of facilities at the centre. Certain environmental conditions must be met to maintain paintings and sculptures, some of which require precise levels of humidity, temperature and air quality. The money will be used to upgrade the systems which control these levels in the centre's public gallery spaces, as well as to replace a goods lift, for safely moving artworks. Work on the centre's systems will begin this year and continue into 2026, allowing it to safeguard cultural assets for future generations. Professor Jago Cooper, Executive Director at the Sainsbury's Centre, said, "The funding will provide essential support for one of the most iconic museum buildings in the world, which is itself a work of art.
Ryanair has launched additional flights to a popular holiday destination from Norwich Airport. The Irish aviation giant has added a third weekly flight to Alicante from Norwich this summer. The new Friday service will operate from June 6th to October the 24th, alongside Ryanair's existing Wednesday and Sunday flights. The Friday flight will leave Alicante for Norwich at 11:20 a.m. and after a quick turnaround will return to Costa Blanca at 1:55 p.m. Twice weekly flights to Malta will resume on March the 30th, with twice weekly services to Faro restarting on March the 31st. Richard Pace, Managing Director of Norwich Airport, said, "It's great news for holidaymakers looking for convenient travel options from Norwich." Bosses at Norwich Airport have largely credited the rise in passenger numbers to the introduction of the Ryanair flights last April. Over the summer months of 2024, Ryanair carried almost 63,000 passengers, exceeding the initial prediction of 60,000.